Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cordy Coleman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Maloney. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim Maloney. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Anderson, and towards Hatton, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Jim Maloney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maloney hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards the mound. Maloney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Altman. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Reds. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Ashburn reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn moves to third. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maloney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Maloney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maloney is 0 for 1 in the game. Maloney is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Veta Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from tap and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tapp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive towards third. Cook catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Will moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pinson. Banks reaches second base with a double. Will scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to second. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. Santo moves to third. Thomas moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is walked intentionally. Al Heist pinch hits for L. Tapp. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. There goes Thomas trying to get to home. Bell throws the ball into Bailey, who tags Thomas, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Kindle moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with Nuxhall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Cook strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cardenas for the out. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Osteen now pitching. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-3 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-3 in the game. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osteen fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kindle is walked intentionally. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson pinch hits for Cliff Cook. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Wally Post pinch hits for Leo Cardenas. Wally Post batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Post takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Willie Jones pinch hits for Claude Osteen. Roy McMillan pinch runs for Frank Robinson. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Bailey scores. McMillan moves to third. Post moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.